Good day, my dear students. We are now in day 5. So, day 5 na tayo. So we are almost done with our semester. I really hope you are enjoying our class. Medyo kailangan lang talagang mag-adjust, okay? So I've sent the PowerPoint file already in our group chat this morning. So as always, please open it and follow me along. Okay, but before we begin with our lesson proper, let us pray first. Okay, so we offer this day all our worries and pains to the Lord. Okay, sabihin natin mamaya, Lord, kayo na po bahala. Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for making us healthy. Lord, we are in a pandemic right now, and we are asking you to protect us always from harm. Let love be the motto of everyone as we help our neighbors who are suffering. Please bless our class. May we learn more about the story on how you saved us. And may we respond with a loving heart. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Okay. Thank you, mga anak, at nagdasal tayo na magkakasama. So I really do hope that God will hear our innermost desires. Yan, basta magtiwala lang ha. Walang bibitaw. Gaano man kahirap ang buhay, gaano man kasakit ang pinagdaraanan, gaano man kalugmok sa mga panahong ito, kaya yan, okay? Gaano man yan kabigat, lagi nating tatandaan, mas malaki ng di hamak ang Diyos natin sa mga problema na iyan. Okay? Amen? Alright. So for today's lesson, we will talk about the Israelites who had settled in the Promised Land. Yes, finally, they were able to reach the Promised Land. But unfortunately, only the children of those who exit from Egypt were able to enter the Promised Land. Kahit si Moses at si Aaron, namatay sila before entering the Promised Land, except for Joshua. Sino si Joshua? Siya po yung kanang kamay ni Moses simula't simula pa lang. So the Promised Land is actually not an ideal place during those times because it was inhabited by other people. May nakatira na doon nung sila ay dumating. And when there are people who are living in a place that you want to get, that means war. You have to fight to gain control of the land. And Joshua took the place of Moses as their leader, and God began to speak with him and to tell him what to do next. Okay, God commanded Joshua to cross the river Jordan in order to reach the place that God wants them to have. But going there would not be an easy task. Hindi po maging madali dahil kailangan nilang tumawid sa iba't ibang mga territories. And those territories, they need to fight with. But God promised Joshua that he will be with him and there will be no defeat as long as he lives. Wow! Ang gandang promise, hindi ba? What a wonderful promise from the Lord. It was actually the same promise that God gave to Moses. Hindi kita pababayaan. Wow! Okay? So, and yes, God is really faithful to Joshua and to the whole Israel. Since the land that they need to conquer is Canaan, they need to pass kingdoms, as in many kingdoms. They need to ask permission to the kings in their territories. Tatawid lang naman sila. But those kings, they were not allowed to pass in their territories. That is why Joshua had no choice but to fight against them, and with God's help, they were able to win all the battles and they were able to cross Jordan River and reach the land of Canaan. It was actually a very long and difficult journey, and the most memorable war was against Jericho. So Jericho is actually a place. They were rejected by the king of Jericho, and they shut their gates against the Israelites. Di ba nga, tatawid sila sana dito sa city ng Jericho, pero sinarado nila lahat ng kanilang mga pintuan sa mga Israelita. So, tinulungan ng Diyos sila Jericho at ang buong Israelita for them to win the fight. They were faithful to following His instructions, kaya sila nanalo sa giyera na ito. Ano yung instructions ng Diyos? Very interesting. They march around Jericho once a day for 6 days. So the priests would bring their trumpets and go to the front of the covenant box. And on the 7th day, they would march around the city 7 times while the priests blow their trumpets. So as soon as they blow their trumpets long, yun yung kanilang signal sa mga tao na sila naman ay sisigaw. So when they blew their trumpets very long, people shouted so loud and the city collapsed. Then the whole army went straight into the city and conquered it just like what God had promised them. Nakita nyo siguro sa picture dyan sa PowerPoint, diba? Yung mga pari, they blew the trumpet and people shouted so loud that the walls were collapsed. Okay? So what is this wonderful experience of Joshua in conquering these lands is actually the presence of God. That is before, during, and after the war. Hindi sila iniwan ng Diyos. It was God who planned everything and His people executed very well. Si Joshua po kasi, he's a very good soldier, so to speak, ano? And also a very good follower of God. God led Joshua to divide and assign the land between the 12 tribes of Israel. So my dear students, hopefully the story of Joshua would inspire us to let God do His work for our lives. It is a fact that God has a plan for our lives. Okay? Totoo yan. That's the truth. The thing is, we need to ask God about His plan for us. Lord, pag tayo nagdarasal, ano? Lord, ano ba talaga ang gusto mong para sa akin? Ano ba talaga ang plano mo para sa akin? Okay? Sometimes, it is difficult to know His plans. And what is more difficult is to follow His plan if His plan does not coincide with our plan. Yung gusto mo halimbawa na mag-criminology pero iba pala ang gusto ng Diyos para sa iyo. O kaya gusto mong maging teacher pero iba pala ang gusto o plano ng Diyos para sa iyo. Parang mahirap, mahirap sumunod. Ngunit the challenge to all of us is to really follow God all the time. Okay? So there are also times that we push with our plans without even consulting what is the will of God for us. Alam nyo, ito yung sakit natin bilang mga tao. We rely on our strength and capabilities, and when we failed, anong ginagawa natin? We complain. We cry out to God when we got hurt. We blame God sometimes when we are defeated. Siguro kakamot-kamot ng ulo ang Diyos, ano? Sasabihin niya, ano ba anak? Hindi mo kasi ako tinanong kung ano ang gusto o kung ano ang mabuting plano para sa'yo. But don't worry, we learn from our mistakes, right? We learn the hard way sometimes. We learn when we fail. And when we learn, we open ourselves to the will of God for us. Okay? Now, the next chapter is about the book of Judges. Ito po yung period na kung saan they are already settled in the promised land at wala nang mga giyera sa mga panahon na ito. Okay? There is peace for a period of time. However, it was also the period of lawlessness. yung wala ng batas na sinusunod ang mga Israelita. Since ito pong panahon na ito, si Joshua ay namatay na. And there was no leader who took over his position. So there are what we call judges. Sino-sino ba itong mga judges na ito? Ito ba'y parang mga hurado natin sa ngayon? Actually, hindi po. So those are mostly military leaders or special leaders who govern their territories. So since meron na pong naka-assign na kanya-kanyang tribo, di ba? At kanya-kanyang tribo, mayroon pong mga judges na kung saan sila yung mag-rule o mag-govern sa kanilang mga teritoryo. Okay? Sila po yung magbibigay ng mga desisyon sa kanilang komunidad o sa kanilang tribo. Okay? So, they implemented the laws to each members of the community. However, there are also threats against invaders from the nearby countries. Hindi nawawala yung mga takot nila dahil may mga nakaamba pa na pananakop sa kanilang lugar. Okay? At meron pong pattern na na-develop ang mga Israelita. Okay? Ano yung pattern na ito? So in terms of survival, ito pong mga Israelita na ito ay may panahon na kapag wala silang problema, kapag peaceful ang kanilang lugar, they tend to forget about God. And they became unfaithful to the covenant. And after that, they will suffer at the hands of the invaders. Pagkatapos nun, they will cry out to God for help. And then, God calls special leaders again, warriors or judges, to help them deliver justice and defend the land against invaders. Tapos, yung buhay ng mga Israelita will be good again, will be peaceful again. Tapos, they will fall into unfaithfulness again. Tapos, makakalimutan na naman nila ang Diyos. Yun po yung cycle na tinutukoy ko kanina. At kapag nawala o naging unfaithful sila sa Diyos, hindi na nila nakilala ang Diyos, magkakaroon na naman sila na matinding problema, magiging biktima na naman sila ng pananakop ng ibang bansa. So don't you think this cycle that has developed is kind of familiar to us? Bakit at paano? When we forget about God, we became unfaithful or sinful. After that, we suffer, right? Problems after problems would pile up, and then we remember God. We cry out for help, and we ask for forgiveness, and then we beg for God's help. And then God will save us. He will use people or circumstances to help us. And then after that, our problems will be solved again, and then there will be peace again. Wala nang magiging problema. Tapos kapag na-prolong yung peace na yan, walang problema sa buhay, mangyayari na naman yung cycle na kung saan ang ating tendency ay makalimutan na natin ulit ang Panginoon, hindi ba? At kapag nakalimutan natin ang Panginoon, magkakaroon na naman tayo ng may mga problema at hihingi na naman tayo ng tulong sa Diyos, and the cycle goes on and on. Okay? Itong cycle na ito, it happens because we have this tendency that when we do not have any problems or difficulties in life, we really tend to forget the presence of God, hindi ba? So I believe that the challenge for all of us is to constantly depend on God regardless of our present situation. Amen? Okay, sige. So let's have a break first kasi nakatapos na tayo ng dalawang chapters, and then click that play button again after you had your stretching and your break. Okay, our last chapter for today's lesson is about the three judges, si Deborah, si Gideon, and Samson. Please remember that during these days, there were many judges that ruled different tribes. Gaya na sinabi ko kanina, iba't ibang komunidad, iba't ibang tribo, may iba't ibang mga judges na namumuno sa kanila. Si Deborah po, Gideon, and Samson are just the three among the many judges that defended their tribes against different enemies. With the guidance and protection of God, they were able to repel these enemies who wanted to destroy them. Si Deborah po, she is a woman judge. Babae po siya and the only woman judge in the Israelites, and she is also considered as a prophet. Okay? The Israelites would go to Deborah for wise decisions. She even gives instructions to soldiers on how to attack the enemies. Kasi nga, nakakatanggap siya ng mensahe galing sa Diyos. Kasama nga dito yung kung ilan tao ang kailangan nilang i-dispose sa giyera, kung saan silang lugar dapat pumunta, and then kung kailan sila dapat umatake. Yan, binibigay yan ni Deborah. And she also motivates her men and inspires them to fight for God. This is what is good about Deborah, no? Hindi lang siya leader. She is a good leader dahil she can motivate and inspire her people. Lagi niyang sinasabi that you have to fight for God. This is for God. This is for your descendants. This is for your people. Okay? And during her rule, there was peace for 40 years. She was a woman of God, and she fears the Lord, and she follows His command. That is what happens when we are faithful to God, ano? All of our fights will be successful. We just need to trust God wholeheartedly. Mahirap man ang buhay, but we have to trust God ng buong puso natin. And believe me, we have to believe that all our fights in lives will be successful. So we should also learn how to motivate and inspire people around us just like Deborah. No? If we are a leader, it is important that our subordinates are happy, well-motivated, highly dignified, and valued. If they would feel that they are valued, ito po mga tao na ito, they would work tirelessly. Hindi na po kailangang sabihin magtrabaho if they feel that they are valued and highly dignified. So my dear students, you will be soon professionals. Ano? After graduation, you will be professionals and you will work someday. Maybe most of you will be leaders, but please don't forget these things. Ano? Si Deborah po, she is a good leader. Please be a good leader like her. She loves God, she is fearless, and she knows how to give importance to her people. Okay? The other judge during those days is Gideon. Si Gideon sa Tagalog. So during his time, the Israelites is in the cycle of committing sins against God again. So remember the cycle? Yung mawawala munang problema and then mapakalimutan nila ang Diyos, tapos magkakasala na naman sila, tapos mapapahirapan sila. So during the time of Gideon, ayun nga, they are in the cycle of committing sins against God again. So God let the Israelites be defeated by the Midianites. Okay? So the Midianites are stronger than the Israelites. That is why the Israelites hid themselves to the caves and other safe places. Tumakbo sila at nagtago sa mga kuweba at sa mga ilang lugar. Okay? Kasi po, ang ginagawa ng mga Midianites, whenever the Israelites plant crops, pag sila'y nagtanim, inaatake sila ng Midianites. They would destroy their crops, they would take all their livestock na walang itinitira sa mga Israelita. So, again, the Israelites become helpless. So, napunta ulit sila sa cycle na hihingi na naman sila ng tulong sa Diyos. So, the cycle continues that they would cry again to God for help against these Midianites. And the angel came to the village of Ophrah and appeared to Gideon. So, during these times, si Gideon meron pang hinanakit. Ano? He asked the angel in despair. Sabi niya, bakit nangyayari ito kung ang Diyos ay nasa sa amin? Diba? The Lord has abandoned us and left us to the Midianites. Yun ang kanyang iyak sa anghel. Pero it was the Lord who answered him. Sabi niya, go with all your great strength and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I myself, I am sending you. Sabi ng Diyos. Pero ang sagot ni Gideon, he was actually very reluctant because he said, huh? How can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least important member of my family. And the Lord replied, don't worry, you can do it because I will help you. You know what, my dear students, hearing this is like watching from a movie, right? Ito yung mga underdogs, yan, mga helpless, yung bullied, di ba? Itong mga tao na ito will eventually become the hero, di ba? Nakapanood na ba kayo ng ganitong klaseng movie? But this is what happened during these times, okay? And it was God who molded Gideon from being the wimpy kid, mga lampalampang binata, to a mighty hero of Israel. So again, God planned for Gideon in attacking the Midianites. He gave the instructions personally to Gideon, and even though they are less numbered compared to the Midianites, they still won the fight. So what did God do? So ang ginawa ng Diyos, He confused the Midianites that they fight against each other while all the men of Gideon stood there just blowing their trumpets. So how good it is to have God as our companion, isn't it? Kung ang Diyos ay nasa ating side, tayo ay palaging mananalo sa lahat ng ating laban. So whenever we have a great fight, God will fight for us. Yun ang sigaw ni Gideon. And sana po, yun din ang ating maging sigaw, hindi ba? Whenever we have a great fight, God will fight for us. That's so wonderful, isn't it? My dear students, I really hope you can relate the situation of Gideon. You know? Sometimes we look down on ourselves. We think that we are weak. We are helpless. We cannot do this. We cannot do that. Yeah, we are the least important of my family. Ganyan, hinahamak natin ang ating mga sarili. But God looks at us differently. God looks at Gideon as a warrior potential. He has the potential to lead a troop, a huge number of soldiers. So I believe that even though we look down on ourselves, God sees us differently. He looks at our potential, not on our weaknesses. He knows what we are good at. He knows our capabilities. He knows what we are made of. So I really hope, my dear students, that whenever God is asking us to do something great, let us not look into our incapacity or weaknesses, but rather to the grace of God that He will help us fulfill His mission for us. We really need to trust God for His plan for us. We may not be able to understand it now, but soon when we succeeded, we will realize why God used us for this mission, for such mission. So again, the challenge is for us to trust the hands of God in our mission, in our life. Amen? Amen. Okay, so the last judge for this chapter is Samson. He is very famous because of the story between him and Delilah. Yes, this is the Samson and Delilah story that we've known for so long. Alam na ninyo yung story niyan, hindi ba? Samson is one of the judges during those times that is blessed by God with great strength. but apparently very weak when it comes to love. O, sino nakaka-relate? Magtaas ang kamay. Very, very strong physically and yet very weak when it comes to love. He is so blindly in love with Delilah that is, he is willing to do anything for her. But during those times, yung kalaban po nila ng mga Philistines, they bribe Delilah to ask Samson about the source of his strength. Sinuhulan po ng mga Philistines si Delilah para tanungin kung saan nanggagaling ang kanyang lakas. Because during those times, nobody can defeat him. So she asked Samson many times, but in the end, he told her his secret. They shaved the head of Samson while he was sleeping, and when he woke up, his strength disappeared and his hands were shackled. The Philistines mocked him and they laughed at him in front of many people. So for the last time, Samson prayed to God. Sabi niya, ibigay niyo po sa aking muli ang aking lakas, at least for the last time. So God gave his strength back for the last time. Sabi niya, if I will die, I would rather die with the Philistines. So God answered his prayer and he pushed the pillars with all his strength and the temple fell down upon the people and died with him. The story of Samson and Delilah is very unfortunate and very unlikely, ano? It was actually a very sad story, a very sad love story. Why? Because love should not be abused and should not be opportunistic, right? It is a sad story because we can relate on this kind of love in our generation, hindi ba? They thought that they are in love, yung couple halimbawa, that they are in love, that they are willing to do whatever it takes negatively. There are people who are abusive when they realize that the other person loves him or her more than he or she does. Kapag naramdaman niya na mas mahal siya ng jowa niya kaysa siya sa kanya, inaabuso na. Hingi dito, hingi doon, pagawa ng ganito, pagawa ng ganun, utos dito, utos dun. And since mahal niya naman yung jowa na ito, sunod-sunuran na lang siya. Sunod-sunuran na lang sa gusto niya. You know what? A person in love should not take advantage of the feelings of his or her partner. Okay, ulitin ko ha. A person in love should not take advantage of the feelings of his or her partner. A loving couple must give and must take. It is a mutual relationship. Okay? Do you know why there are many people who are like this? Yung abusive type of person, type of partner? Well, many people take advantage of their partners because they failed to see the difference between love and like. I really hope you will take this down, my dear students. How are we going to differentiate love and like? So here's an analogy. So when you see a flower in a garden and you like it so much, what do you do? Sabihin natin, ay, ang ganda naman ng bulaklak na ito, akin na lang. You pluck it and keep it, right? But what would happen to the flower after plucking it? Diba? After sometimes, siguro ilang oras lang yan, malalanta na yung bulaklak, hindi ba? But when you see a flower in the garden and you love it, what do? You take care of it. You water it. You put it under the sun, di ba? You clean it. You clean its surroundings, etc. Why? Simply because you love the flower. The same with your relationship, my dear students, you know? If there are selfishness, taking advantage and greed, maybe it is not love. Baka like lang yan. Because you tend to grab everything that you like towards yourself, di ba? May selfishness nga eh. Okay? But if your relationship is about growth, honesty, and respect, that must be love. Because you are willing to let your partner grow. Okay? So if you are in a relationship right now, I believe it is time for you to assess what kind of relationship do you have and what do you think you can do about it before it's too late. Okay? I'm not saying that if your relationship is in the like pa lang na stage, it doesn't mean naman, di ko naman sinasabi na you have to break up with your partner. Hindi po. Like nga eh is the first step towards love. Okay? The challenge is to just elevate your stage into love stage. Okay? Alright. So that ends our topic for today. Very short lang. And we're done with day 5. And as usual, every topic, you will have an activity. And don't worry, this time it will be very simple, okay? So check the next slide for your day 5 activity. And there is only one question. It is all about love, okay? The question is, what is your idea about love? Hey, it may be a very simple question, but I want a comprehensive and reflective answer, okay? You may include your own experience of love. Bahala po kayo. You can write it in Tagalog, pwedeng English, minimum of 1 page. Okay? Please read the instructions carefully, okay? If you have questions, don't hesitate to send me a PM. Okay? Alright. Before we end, let us pray to God. Let us give thanks to His blessings. Let us pray together. It is in the second slide of our presentation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We are so grateful that you never leave our side. Thank you for the guidance and love. May we bring your name everywhere. In Jesus' name, with the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Okay, that's it for today. See you tomorrow. God bless you all.